hate to say this, but I've got this really uneasy feeling deep inside of me that everybody, whether you're on the right or the left, is being played like a violin.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Tuesday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. I've got several things that I want to talk about today that are troubling, that are concerning, and I want you to kind of think with me. I've got this uneasy feeling. Too many things are coming out too quickly, too carefully orchestrated for me to believe that it's all just coincidental. I read stories from a lot of places, and I just have this horrible feeling deep down inside that conservative media like Fox News, Newsmax, One America News, maybe even The First, several others, they are falling in lockstep with a narrative. Then you have the mainstream media trying to wring their hands and figure out what are they going to do with Joe Biden. How are we going to win the election? How do we keep the bad orange man out of the White House? And so we see this entire kabuki theater playing out in the media, and I just have a weird feeling that we're being played. I've come to conclude several things, and I don't care how many congressmen or senators come out. And by the way, I'm having to record this program a few days in advance, so I have no idea what may have transpired between the time I'm recording and the time you're hearing this program. Let's see if some of my instincts will pan out. First, only a very select few politicians in Washington, D.C., and I mean a very select few, are in what I would call the inner circle of the globalist, the deep state. Maybe somebody like a Chuck Schumer, but definitely not a Swalwell. They would never allow that clown into the inner circle. He's just a useful idiot. As are most of the senators and congressmen in D.C. that are Democrats or Republicans, it doesn't matter. Most are considered useful idiots. And they can be played like a violin. They can be fed the little bit of red meat and do the bidding of the globalist without even realizing what they're doing. So people, even like Adam Schiff, you know, he's just a useful idiot that they were able to put on MSNBC to talk about Russian collusion. The guy doesn't have the common sense to figure out anything on his own. If you don't know this, the only reason that Adam Schiff is a congressman to begin with was basically the Clintons' revenge on a congressman in the state of California. The district that Adam Schiff represented, or represents now, used to be represented for years by a Republican. And that Republican went after Bill Clinton in 1998, remember? The entire Monica Lewinsky mess? And the Clintons pledged to destroy that guy, and they did. They raised the money, changed the district, and now you've had this total clown, this buffoon representing that district, and he's just a puppet on the Clinton strings. And he does whatever he... Why do you think he was so into the Russian collusion that was invented by Hillary Clinton in the campaign in 2016? He is just a little errand boy. And now they're taunting him about maybe becoming, you know, the next senator from the state of California and to do more damage. In other words, he's just a useful idiot. He's not in the inner circle. Don't ever think that he is. Only a very precious few, very well protected, very deep on the inside. And so when I watch all of this stuff play out, like one person thought, all right, the entire thing with the debate a couple of weeks ago, that was just a bluff on Biden's part. He never thought that Trump would do it. He gets out there and he goats him with, hey, I beat you in two debates. Ha ha. And you're too chicken to debate me now. Come on, you're going to debate me? And then he says, yes. Okay, so we got to get him not to come. Let's get CNN to do it. Let's get two of the most Trump-hating people at CNN to be the moderators. Let's get rid of the studio audience. Let's have the microphones turn off. You remember the whole thing. And Trump still showed up and basically mopped the floor with Biden, which was a given. Most people could. It doesn't take that much effort because Biden is compromised. We understand that. That's a given. But and here's the other thing that annoys me. The mainstream media has known Biden's problems for years. I mean, they go to the same press conferences. They just choose not to show you what they saw in the press conference. They don't want you to know the truth. Biden is nothing but a globalist puppet. But now the globalist puppet has been revealed. And there's not much they can do about it. They have to figure either how to prop him up or get him replaced. So there are going to be a lot of fake polls out there. And it's going to be this candidate can beat Trump, but this one can't. You're going to see this play out. I'm just predicting this. And remember, I'm recording this days in advance of you hearing it for this week because we're traveling today. By the time we get to Thursday or Friday, I'll be more in time with what is going on and we can talk a little bit better. But I'm just telling you right now, the die is already cast. The globalists know who they want in power, and they're going to get that person in power. Now, I want to share an email that I got, and I hope I can read this because some of the grammar's not that great. And it comes from a guy. This time he calls himself, what is it? Sierra Wind is the new name. Jonas the Prophet. I mean, this guy, I get all these weird emails. And this guy, I believe, or girl, or whatever it is, non-binary for all I know, I think belongs to the Conspiracy of the Week Club. Because he's into everything, or she's into everything. Look, there's a lot of stuff out there that is conspiracy theory that turns out to be true. I've been telling you that for a long time. But this is all over the road. And he's warning all you Trump supporters not to believe what you see. And he's saying things like, a word of warning, Trump is a Rothschild agent and has been since the 1980s. He's the number one enemy of all the right-wing patriots. He's an active conflict with the 80 to 100 million Americans who refused the jab. Just look what he did to the January 6th protesters. He was not in office after the 20th. What could he do? And yes, the 2020 presidential elections were stolen. Well, we know that. And he was the most pro-homosexual, pro-gun-grabbing, pro-COVID death jab, pro-corporate deep state president. This is what he goes on to say. He didn't clean the swamp of swamp creatures because he is the swamp. He's a hardcore radical New York Democrat pretending he's a Republican. He's a whoremonger, a warmonger, a climate denier. Well, I'm a climate denier, too. And if you and once again, that I get a whole spiel about climate and greenhouse gases and all this. And I'm sorry. Once you go into the climate narrative, then I know you're an idiot. And here's why I know you're an idiot. If you look back over the past 1,500 years, the Earth's temperatures have been cooling consistently. If you narrow it down to 100 and 150 years, you might see it going up a little bit, but it's still an up and down, up and down. Spread it out, and we're still really in a long-term cooling cycle. But they don't want to talk about that. Here's what I'm going to give a little credit right here. There is a little bit of truth in what he's saying, that it could very likely be, and you may not want to believe what I'm about to tell you. The people like Klaus Schwab, the people at the World Economic Forum, the people at the World Banking Institutions, the people that are behind the scenes in international banking, they know that something is going to have to give. They know that all that they've been doing to push their agenda is going to have a push back. They also know that you cannot keep borrowing money forever. And now you have opened up what is called BRICS. This is Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and a bunch of other nations wanting to replace the United States dollar as the petrodollar internationally. Now, if that happened, and when that happens, not if, when it happens, what it will do to the United States economy is going to be earth-shattering. And with the Democrats and the globalists pushing the Russian bear as the boogeyman for all of these years, and a lot of what they say is not even true, I mean, face it, the left lies. They love to lie. I mean, Biden is a leftist. He was in that debate repeating debunked lies, and then his idiot wife, the elder abuser, "You did a great job, Joe. You answered all the questions." Well, that's your job as the president when you're in a debate to answer the questions. You know, what kind of a stupid statement is that? I mean, she was like a kindergarten teacher leading around a preschooler on that stage. They know in the establishment that a time of a reset is going to be upon us, and very soon. Watch what is happening in Europe. I've been telling you, listen to me carefully. There's this sudden move toward conservatism in Europe, in Great Britain, in Canada, in Australia, even in New Zealand. You're seeing this wave of, quote, conservatism. Is it real? Or is it being pushed? Is it being permitted? Is it being egged on and for a purpose? And I am increasingly getting uncomfortable with what I'm seeing. This sudden, carefully crafted, everything is coming out in perfect timing. When you look at people and put stolen elections aside, I know they're stolen. You're not. This is nothing new to me, nothing new to any of you. Who would you want to have in charge, at least in the eyes of the world population? Who do you want to have in charge of all of the major governments on the planet when the entire economic system explodes? Do you want the leftist in charge? Of course not. Because then they get blamed. And I said it yesterday. I'm going to say it again. I'll probably say it tomorrow. I'll probably say it for the rest of the week until it gets through. They are looking for a fall guy. They're looking for a scapegoat. They know it's inevitable that this reset is coming. You can't keep borrowing this money. You can't keep poking the Russian bear that's now aligned with China and India that can outproduce, and they don't care about all this climate change silliness that is being used to beat you up and the climate change lie. Of course, I'm not for polluting the planet and destroying the air, but this idea when this guy writes in his thing, you know, the global hydro, you know, carbon economy and all the greenhouse gases, and I write, what do you determine as a greenhouse gas? If you're saying it's CO2, CO2 represents 0.04% of the atmosphere, and if it goes below that, plant life dies. So give me an answer. I'm tired of this stupid hydrocarbon CO2 silliness. By the way, CO2 is heavier than most air particle things, so it lays lower to the ground, not up in space to keep it hot. By the way, and I've shared a couple of weeks ago, 100 major predictions of gloom and doom from the climate people. 100% of them wrong. All 100 on the list. All the big ones were supposed to happen have not happened. And they're not going to happen. They never got it right now. What makes them think they're going to be right about, 2034 or 2054 or 2064? They keep making up these predictions of gloom and doom that don't happen. Yet people in the education system in the United States, they believe all this garbage because they've been indoctrinated. Be cautious in what they're telling you. Do I believe that Donald Trump can win the election? Yes, I do. And do I believe that some agents would try to steal it? Maybe. But I think my feeling is in the deep state, they're trying to decide when is the next war coming. And I want you to think about that one carefully. There's a reason I say this. We are on the verge, I believe, of what could be an apocalypse kind of global war. Now, this may not be the Great Tribulation. I mean, they thought World War One could be. And, you know, matter of fact, nobody ever thought World War One would break out, but it did. Nobody anticipated it. The same with World War II. Very few people anticipated a global war in the 1920s and 30s would come to a head starting in 1939 and then the Japanese jumping in late 41. It's only a matter of time before these major powers and issues are going to come to a collision economically and in terms of power struggle. There's no way to get around it. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Here's some things to think about. Politico reports that Israel and Hezbollah have both drafted battle plans, and the Biden administration is convinced that intense fighting is going to break out. Iran is warning there'll be an obliteration if the IDF enters into Lebanon. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is convinced that a major war with Iran is inevitable because he believes they have plans to conquer the Middle East. The BBC and NBC, the U.S. is moving military assets into position so they can be ready to evacuate Americans if an all-out war breaks out. And on it goes. There's a whole list of things that I could share with you. The Middle East is being set up. Banking is being set up. The collapse of the U.S. dollar is being set up as we speak. And what's that going to mean for you and I going forward? While we're sitting around watching the talking heads on conservative news media deciding who may or may not beat Trump, the latest poll says maybe it could be Michelle Obama that could beat Trump. And of course, you know, Kamala Harris doesn't have a chance, and Prickster in Illinois just give it up. They're going to tease you with these mind games and play with you for the next several weeks. And then you have what happened the other day, delaying the sentencing for Trump into September. I think that Trump is being set up to win, just like Le Pen is being set up to win in France, Poilievre in Canada and elsewhere. You're going to see this conservative wave, and before you go rejoicing like a bunch of school kids that the summer time is here, better think carefully. And by the way, all these threats and people make, you know, when this guy was saying, you know, Trump's really a Rothschild globalist. Well, did he do any of that stuff when he was president? Outside of the pandemic, Operation Warp Speed, which I don't think, that was a Department of Defense operation going back years that he got caught in, just like everything else that Trump got caught in. He may be a little smarter now not to trust any of these slime buckets. Seriously. I think he's not going to trust them. He can't. I certainly wouldn't. He may be a great interrupter, but the inevitable is going to have to happen. And this is why, and I'll talk about this more tomorrow and again on Thursday and even more on Friday, I want you to understand that we are going to get a little reprieve during this time. Yeah, we're going to have a little bit of rejoicing, so to speak. I really believe that. And if the church does not take advantage of this little bit of time, then the church is impotent and not paying attention to what's going on around them. We're going to be able to separate the sheep from the goats coming real soon. And remember, in 2020, how many churches were closed? It could happen again. It could happen in October. It could happen anytime. You don't know. The globalists have got a plan, and they're just playing mind games with you and I. letting you think that you're understanding what's going on and seeing great news. You're seeing what they want you to see. Get that through your head. I can't make it any clearer. There is a plan, and they are executing that plan with absolute and total precision. And you and I are the pawns in this silly game. Are you ready for what's going to come next? We'll share more about that, like I say, later this week. As I was saying before, my wife and I, we are traveling. We are, by the time you're hearing this program, we are in Florida. We have some very vital family matters that have to be taken care of that cannot be delayed. I'm going to take advantage of this time being in Florida to do a couple of things. Help out a radio station that needs a little help for a day or two. And I also will be preaching at Freedom Church in Vero Beach this coming Sunday, the 14th. Okay? This coming Sunday, the 14th. So if you're in the Vero Beach area, the service time is 10 o'clock. They're located on 60th Street, downtown Vero Beach. 10 o'clock, Freedom Church. I'll be preaching. And if you're, like I say, anywhere that can be there, I'd love to meet with you at that church on that Sunday. I am more concerned today than ever before in my entire life about getting the message of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ out. And I know for me this week with the travel, these programs are kind of, I feel bad about it. They're kind of pushed together in a hurry. I'm trying to do the best that I can, but with the schedule, things will normalize and the program will be originating later this week from Florida. I want you to be prepared mentally and, most important, spiritually. Here at Truth to Ponder, I don't sell anything. We don't have prepper food and generators and paywalls. We don't do any of that here. I put this program out there for you to hear for free every day. Though I do ask many of you to, if you can, to support us financially to offset the radio airtime bill. I am not a paid employee of Truth to Ponder. There are no employees. It's just me. And that's why we had to reduce the program from its original hour length down to about a half hour. And there's a reason for it. I mean, just only so much of me to go around. And that extra hour, the extra research, you know, it takes, for every minute that I'm talking, there's 5 or 6 or 7 minutes or more of prep time. Then there's editing time. Then there's distribution time. And with everything on my plate right now, and of course, trying to take care of my health later this month, I begin immunotreatment therapies again for my cancer. And so I need your prayer. So I need this ability to, at least for now, shorten the program. Maybe it'll go back to an hour in 6 months or a year from now. But for now, it needs to be a little shorter. But we still have the bills that come in, unfortunately, each and every week. And so that's why I come to you. By the way, you can use our website to find out more about this program. And I'm thinking, and I would like your input on this. Maybe I can get some help with the website so some of the news stories that we share could actually be published at the website. I just don't have the time to do it right now. But maybe you do. Maybe if some of that information got to somebody else, we could have that news page. And once again, I don't plan on any kind of a paywall. That to me, that's disturbing, a paywall. Ran into a ministry that now has their church service behind a paywall. You got to be kidding. This sounds like simism, you know, selling the gospel. I don't do that. While I do believe Christians and people in the body of Christ should support their church and Christian ministries, I don't believe in a paywall. I consider that an aberration of Scripture, and it's unscriptural, it's unbiblical, it's ungodly. I'm sorry. If you're going to some church broadcast behind a paywall, it's not a church. It's a money-making operation designed for that purpose. And like I say, we don't sell supplements or vitamins or anything else. There's some that I buy and use myself personally, but you know, I just don't want to be in the business of advertising stuff. Can you understand where I'm coming from and why? I want to be dependent upon you, the listener, to Truth to Ponder. I want to serve you as a servant of God. In my life, I spend part of my time being the pastor of a small church, and I want to see it grow. I have the opportunity, we have the construction permit to build an FM radio station here in Southwest Virginia. And when I get back from this trip, we're going to get serious about getting it done. But to keep us on the radio, visit our website. You can support us from there. Or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. Chilhowee, Chilhowee. Chilhowee, Virginia, 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia, Chilhowee, Chilhowee, Virginia, 24319, or use the website truth2ponder.com.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.